Part 1.
God and Poverty. Chapter 1. God Listens to the Poor. Quote, "Prayer from a poor man's lips is heard at once, and justice is quickly granted him." Never did God want poverty. In the Garden of Eden, we were called to live in abundance, in the presence of and in friendship with God. Like death and disease, poverty was born of our breakaway from God. It is a result of pride, human beings misusing freedom and refusing to depend on God for happiness. Having fallen into slavery to the evil one, we then experience poverty in all its forms. Yet Yahweh does not abandon us. God accepts Abel's sacrifices, protects Cain's flight, sets Noah apart, makes a covenant with Abraham, and chooses Moses, quote, "by far the meekest man on the face of the earth," to lead his people into the promised land. Throughout the Old Testament, again and again, we find God's thoughtfulness and care for his people. The poor who are oppressed call to God, and he listens to them. God delivers his people from slavery in Egypt, taking care of their needs during the long journey in the desert. He demands only that they trust in him and share with their brothers and sisters. A clear illustration: enough manna would fall every day, but if provisions were made, it would spoil at once. God tends to those who know the pain of psychological poverty as well. Like any barren woman of her time, the childless Hannah is an object of contempt. She beseeches God, who listens to her. Her son Samuel will become judge in Israel. Spiritual poverty afflicts everyone. It attracts God's mercy if the sinner turns to God. From being rich and powerful, David is raised to consciousness of his sin by the prophet Nathan and becomes poor. The great supplication of Psalm 51, "Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness," remains a model of repentance. Throughout Israel's history, whenever the people turn from God, he calls individuals, judges, prophets, mediators, to help them become aware of their misery and turn again to him to regain hope.
Meditation.
Looking back at the story of our life, let's try to discover privileged moments when God listened to the cry arising from our poverty and responded to our call. Let us give him thanks. Often, God comes to us through other persons. Do we recognize him then? Do we know how to be God's messenger? Are we able to read events in the light of the gospel? Let's be open to intercessory prayers for our brothers and sisters.